الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على إياك
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
اس آیت کا ترجمہ یہ ہے کہ رمضان کا مہینہ جس میں قرآن انسانوں کے لیے.
The translation of this verse is: The month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was sent down as a guidance for mankind, with clear proofs of guidance and discrimination. Therefore, whosoever of you is present at home in this month, let him fast therein, but whoso is sick or is on a journey shall fast the same number of other days. Allah desires to give you facility, and He desires not hardship for you, and that you may complete the number, and that you may exalt Allah for His having guided you, and that you may be grateful.
رمضان کا مہینہ ایک مسلمان کی زندگی میں کئی بار آتا ہے
اور ایک عمل کرنے والے. In the life of a Muslim, the month of Ramadan comes about many times. And a practicing Muslim also has the knowledge that in the month of Ramadan, the revelation of the Holy Quran started.
مسلمان کو یہ بھی پتہ ہے.
A practicing Muslim, one who has some knowledge, is also aware of the fact that in the month of Ramadan, in the life of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, every year, whatever portion of the Holy Quran had been revealed until then, would be revised and repeated by Hazrat Gabriel, peace be upon him, along with the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Except for the final year of the life of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Holy Quran had been fully revealed, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the glad tidings from Allah: Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. And this means, this day have I perfected your religion for you, and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as religion. In this final year of the life of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as has been narrated by Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that this time round, Gabriel, peace be upon him, repeated or revised the Holy Quran with me twice. So therefore, the Holy Quran has a deep connection and relevance with the month of Ramadan. Every year, when Ramadan comes about, it also draws our attention to the point that this is that month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. As such, Ramadan, in addition to the other blessings that it brings, it comes to remind us that in this month, the Holy Quran was revealed. Just now, I shall speak upon the first part of the verse that I recited, and not on the latter part of the verse. So this Ramadan also reminds us that in this great book contains for mankind teachings of guidance. It reminds us that in this great book contains, with illuminating signs, the discrimination between truth and falsehood. It reminds us of how important the obligation of fast is and the manner in which the fast should be kept. It also reminds us that the teachings of the Holy Quran are completely comprehensive and complete. However, all of these aspects of reminders will only be useful to us when we understand the spirit of this reminder. Otherwise, Ramadan comes upon us every year and inshallah will continue to come upon us. This reminder of the relevance and link between Ramadan and the Holy Quran, whenever it comes and inshallah will continue to be reminded to us. And we will go on listening to these reminders happily. This reminder will only be of benefit when we apply this importance upon our actions. So this objective will only then be fulfilled when, as soon as we hear the words of شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, that the month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was sent down, that as soon as we hear this, the Quran comes into our hands. And that to the greatest degree possible, we give heed towards reading the Holy Quran. The purpose of this reminder of Ramadan will be fulfilled when, during these days, we will make efforts to read and reflect upon the meanings entailed within the Holy Quran, so that the reality of Hudal Linnas can become evident upon us. The reminder towards the relevance and connection between Ramadan and the Holy Quran will become clear and evident upon us when we will make a special effort during this month to search out the commands of the Holy Quran. So Ramadan reminds us to search for the Holy Quran's commands. Ramadan reminds us, and it draws our attention to the fact that after searching out for the Holy Quran's commands, one should incorporate that and apply that within his own life. Ramadan, in light of the teachings of the Holy Quran, reminds us to the point that one should make greater efforts than before to fulfill the dues and rights of Allah in the proper manner. The rights of Allah the Almighty are fulfilled by fulfilling the right of His worship. And this due and right of worship is fulfilled by adorning one's prayers and by doing it on time and by doing the prayers regularly. It is when one does the prayers with pleasing Allah the Almighty in view. Then it is by giving special emphasis to nawafil and zikr-e-ilahi. So thus strive to fulfill this right. This is so that you can draw near to Allah. This is so that you can bring yourself close to Allah. And this is so that the distance and gap between man and God can be completely eliminated. Ramadan reminds us to become one who holds firmly onto that rope, one end of which is in the hands of Allah and the other side of that rope, Allah the Almighty has let down upon the earth for one who is in search of His nearness. One who holds firm onto that rope shall reach to God. Ramadan reminds us to the fact that Allah the Almighty has stated, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that I am near. So therefore elevate the standard of your worship and take beneficence from this nearness. Ramadan reminds us to the point to make even more efforts than before to fulfill the rights of our fellow men. Strive to fulfill all the rights and dues of mankind that are entailed in the commands of the Holy Quran. Allah the Almighty has also laid special emphasis upon fulfilling the rights of even non-Muslims. With respect to mutual relations between Muslims, even more so, we find mention of Rahoma Ubainahum and so on, showing compassion and sympathy to one another. Some people forget fulfilling the rights of each other. They even become negligent of fulfilling the rights of their near ones and blood relatives. At times, I receive letters from children that the mother and father discriminate in their treatment between the sons and daughters. If they begin to distribute their properties and possessions within their own lifetimes, then sometimes in some families, the girls are deprived and the sons are given all of the properties. In order to justify their actions, they do ask the daughters that, would you have any objection if I was to give all the possessions and properties to the son? So the daughters write that sometimes we say out of embarrassment and modesty that there is no harm, we have no objection against this. So the parents believe that this alone is justice, whereas this is not justice. This is cruelty, and this is completely in violation to the clear commandments of the Holy Quran. It is shocking that in this day and age, there are parents who commit such cruelties. But it is also a matter of happiness that in this day and age, we have such daughters and girls who sacrifice for the sake of their parents. However, these daughters and girls should also remember that if their heartfelt happiness is not with this act, then this sacrifice given by these daughters and children is actually making their parents into sinners. I once again will say to such cruel mothers and fathers, they should develop the fear of Allah in their hearts. Also to such brothers who are exceeding in selfishness and pressurizing their parents, they seize all the property and possessions, depriving their sisters. They are also filling their bellies with a ball of fire. So therefore, they should have the fear of Allah the Almighty at all times, and they should give attention towards their reformation. Nonetheless, I have mentioned these details because it was necessary and essential to mention. Now I return to the subject matter with respect to which aspects Ramadan remind us towards. When we find Ramadan, then Ramadan comes to remind us that in light of the teachings of the Holy Quran, every Muslim should inculcate the spirit of sacrifice within them. For the sake of Allah, for the sake of the Jamaat of Allah, to uphold Khilafat-e Ahmadiyyat, one should strive to fulfill the pledge that is made of sacrificing one's life, time, wealth and honor. One should take a self-assessment in this respect and make efforts to discharge it. Take an assessment that to what degree are you fulfilling your pledges? To what extent do you possess that passion and that desire to fulfill your pledges? For this sacrifice, what commands are entailed in the Holy Quran? You need to search for that. Then there is a sacrifice for one another. what commands are entailed in this respect. You need to search for that. Ramadan also comes to draw our attention to the fact of how much agony and concern our leader and guide, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had to save the world from destruction and from the anger of Allah the Almighty. And for this end, how many heart-filled and agony-filled prayers did the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam offer to Allah the Almighty whilst yearning and weeping? So how must we strive to fulfill and do justice to this? Ramadan comes to also remind us of the following, that the mission that Allah the Almighty entrusted to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave of Hira, and then after he came out of the cave of Hira, and the instruction that was given to him to discharge this. That is, alongside the heartfelt and compassionate prayers to convey the teachings of the Holy Quran in the world. So how must we discharge this duty in light of the example of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his injunctions? How must we act upon this teaching of the Holy Quran that spread the message of Allah, convey the unity and oneness of Allah in the world, and go on doing so? To spread the message of Hudal Linnas all over the world. Ramadan also reminds us that by reminding yourself of the solicitude of the cave of Hira, it is only then that you will gain true perception and insight of giving precedence to the faith over worldly matters. This month also comes about to remind us that if you have made the claim to love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then keep in view before you every aspect of the life and example of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make efforts to act upon them. Ramadan has come to remind us the search for the reasons of how the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam attained the rank of radiyallahu anhu and radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu, that they were content with Allah and Allah the Almighty was happy with them. For these Sahaba, these companions are also examples for us. So therefore this month has also come for the purpose of reminding us that you should make an effort to take yourself back to the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In terms of time, we cannot actually go back to his time. However, the Holy Quran still exists before us in its original state. This makes it easy for us to find those paths which take us back to that time. This month has come to remind us to the point that inform the world that the guarantee of world peace and the true teachings of establishing peace in the world is only the Holy Quran. That tell the world that the perfect exemplar of establishing peace in the world is only in the person of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. This month has also come for the reason of reminding us that the Holy Quran is alone that book which, with every commandment it gives, also speaks with arguments and logic. For this, we would also have to reflect upon the Holy Quran and also read its commentaries. We would need to be counted amongst such persons regarding whom Allah the Almighty has said in the Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَتَّى تِلَاوَتِهِ. That is, they to whom we have given the book follow it as it ought to be followed. That is, they do full justice to reading it, they do full justice to reflecting and deliberating upon it, And whatever they read, whatever they hear, whatever they reflect upon, they also do justice to acting upon it. If this justice is not being done, then our claim of being a Muslim would be mere words alone. We would then be counted amongst those persons who increase the worry and concern of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, those persons who were destined to be born in the latter days, who would not do justice to reciting the Holy Quran and acting upon it. And this has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in the following manner. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا حَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. That is, and the messenger will say, O my Lord, my people indeed treated this Quran as a discarded thing. So whilst this month gives us many glad tidings, it also places upon us many responsibilities. It also alerts us and reminds us that go on taking a self-analysis and self-assessment, that to what degree are you acting upon the teachings of the Holy Quran? Go on self-scrutinizing, that to what extent are you becoming the means of alleviating the worries and concerns of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If you do not do this, Ramadan can derive us no benefit, nor can the Holy Quran. For the type of person and believer that Allah the Almighty desires to see us as, He has given hundreds of commands in the Holy Quran. Then in this age, through the promised Messiah on whom be peace, He has drawn our attention towards self-reformation. Through the promised Messiah alayhi salam, He has given special stress to implementing the teachings of the Holy Quran. I have briefly drawn attention towards some of these aspects. At which points do Ramadan and the Holy Quran remind us too? However, as I stated, there are hundreds of commands in the Holy Quran. We need to search them out and lead our lives in accordance with them. This can only be possible through the grace and blessings of Allah. In order to attain His grace and blessings, He has drawn our attention towards prayers. At this time, I shall mention two points, which are amongst the qualities that Allah the Almighty has described of a believer, amongst those hundreds of commands that Allah the Almighty has given to us in the Holy Quran. For it is these points which are essential for our mutual relations and for the peace of the society. The actual benefit is, as is obvious, that just as nearness to Allah the Almighty is attained through acting upon the other commands entailed within the Holy Quran. In the same way, by acting upon these particular points of the Holy Quran, you will attain nearness to Allah. The first point amongst these is humbleness, humility, and modesty. This is a solution to many problems. And Allah the Almighty, amongst the qualities that He has mentioned of His servants, those servants who are true Muslims, those servants who are the worshippers of Allah, those servants who are in search of the blessings and mercy of the gracious God. Amongst those qualities, one major quality, as is stated, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ حَوْنًا. That is, and the servants of the gracious God are those who walk on the earth in a dignified manner. Then Allah says, وَلَا تُسْعِرْ خَزَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Surely Allah loves not any arrogant boaster. And when one does not attain the love of Allah, then no virtuous act of his is worthy of acceptance, and he does not receive the help of Allah. So thus, who would be that person who on the one side claims to believe in Allah? He claims to be a mu'min, a true believer. Yet on the other hand, he says that I have no concern of the love of Allah. Most certainly, any intelligent, wise or honest person or any Muslim cannot act in such a manner. However, we observe practically that in daily matters, the reason for many of the problems and issues that arise and the root cause of many of the quarrels and conflicts is arrogance. He who does not have arrogance and he who does not have a false sense of pride as a result of arrogance, his problems never get entangled or flare up. It is arrogance which leads one towards stubbornness. Egotism and stubbornness, then, rather than solving an issue, it makes the matter even more entangled, complicated and flare up. Nowadays, many of the quarrels and conflicts that come before me, the majority of them do not get resolved only for the reason that arrogance, pride and stubbornness stand in the way. So therefore, if a person is in the need of the love of Allah, if a Muslim believes, and when I say Muslim, then first of all, we the Ahmadi Muslims are being addressed, then we would have to abstain from these things. The beneficence of Ramadan is attained when the teachings of the Holy Quran are acted upon. The fasts will only give beneficence when one acts upon the teachings of the Holy Quran. So therefore, those persons who are involved in conflicts and quarrels only as a result of arrogance and pride, it should be clear for them that these quarrels are only caused as a result of arrogance and pride. In this Ramadan, they should display humility and humbleness and should extend their hand towards reconciliation. They should strive to be counted amongst those servants of Allah who, in order to attain the blessings of God, walk upon the earth with humility. They always are keenly desirous of the point that Allah the Almighty should be pleased with us, even if they have to bear worldly pain and suffering as a result. The second point that I would like to mention is actually connected to this, and that is patience. Allah the Almighty states, وَاسْتَئِنُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, that seek help from Allah with patience and prayer. Now, who does not need the help of Allah at every moment? However, this help is obtained through patience and prayer. But Allah the Almighty states that patience and prayer can only be fully discharged by one who is humble and shows humility. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ, and this indeed is hard except for the humble in spirit. So therefore, here humbleness has been linked with patience and prayer, and then it has been made a means of acquiring the help of Allah. In other words, help of Allah is attained through attention towards prayer and patience. And this quality is only found in those who display humility. And humility is the way of those who act upon the commands of Allah. This humility and humbleness is the way of those who worship Allah. So when humility is at all levels, when the rights of Allah, as informed by Allah, are discharged with a constant endeavor and with prayer, and a person with utmost humility and humbleness falls upon the threshold of God, then the help of Allah is received. and with respect to the rights of mankind that Allah has informed us of. Seek help for the strength to discharge these from Allah and display expansive resolve. You will then receive the blessings of God. So in matters at all levels, and in the discharging of worship, to attract and absorb the grace and blessings of Allah, humbleness and humility are extremely important. When this is acted upon, Allah the Almighty will save you from worldly loss and harm. He will help you against opponents. He will increase you in spirituality, and beauty will also be developed in your social relations. And one will become he who attains the pleasure of Allah. And this is the desire of a believer, and it should be. So it behoves us that in this Ramadan, we should take a self-analysis and self-assessment. We should take a self-scrutiny under the subject heading of all those points that I mentioned, that to what degree in this Ramadan have we made plans to make full efforts to reform ourselves in accordance with the teachings of Allah, and to what extent have we made steps in this way. Otherwise, as I mentioned, Ramadan comes upon us every year. We will continue to pass through Ramadan for as long as we live. And we will hear discussions about how the Quran was revealed in this month. Allah the Almighty, by stating Hudan linnas, has drawn our attention that do not just remain at the surface of this. Do not keep yourself only at the surface. Do not just remain in the discussions that the Holy Quran has been revealed, what this means or not. In fact, go in depth and search for the hidden pearls deep down, and make that a means of catering for your life in this world and the hereafter. The promised Messiah on whom be peace states, remember that the Holy Quran is the fountainhead of real grace and blessings and the true source of salvation. It is a fault of those people who do not act upon the Holy Quran. There are amongst the people who do not act upon the Holy Quran, who do not even believe in it, and do not believe it to be the word of God. They are far removed. However, those who believe that this is the word of God, and that this is a healing formula of salvation, if they do not act upon it, it would be most astonishing and regrettable. Many amongst them have not even read it their entire lives. Such people who are so negligent and careless of the word of God the Almighty is akin to a person who knows about an extremely pure and sweet water spring and knows that its water is a remedy for many ailments. He knows this as a certainty, yet despite this certain knowledge, and despite of being thirsty, and despite suffering from many ailments, he does not go near that water. Now how unfortunate and ignorant would that be of him? He should have drunk from that spring, and satiated himself, and taken delight in its delicious, healing, and curing water. Despite possessing the knowledge of this, he is as far as one who is unaware, and he remains distant until death overtakes him. The condition of such a person is worthy of being admonished and is worthy of taking a lesson from. The state of Muslims is as such today. They know that the key to all success and prosperity is this Holy Quran, which should be followed. Yet they do not even have any concern for it. The promised Messiah states, the Muslims should have, and even now it is necessary for them, that they should consider the spring a magnificent and splendid blessing, and they should respect and regard it. Its value is in acting upon it. Then they would see how God Almighty would remove their problems and difficulties. Alas, if only the Muslims would understand this, that Allah the Almighty has created this virtuous path for them, and that they tread upon it and avail of it. If only the Muslims today, the leaders and the public, who are killing one another, and the Muslims are taking the lives of hundreds of other Muslims, deaths are coming about. if they were to follow the teachings of the Holy Quran, and if they accepted the words of the Mahdi of the time, then this disorder and strife would be eliminated. May Allah the Almighty give these Muslims wisdom to be able to follow upon these teachings of the Holy Quran. The Promised Messiah alayhi salam, however, also says to us that deliberate upon the Holy Quran, for it contains everything, the details of the good and the bad, and news of what is to come, and so on. He says, know certainly that it presents that religion which can have no criticisms raised against it, because its blessings and fruits are received fresh. The Bible does not completely present the religion. Its teaching may have been in accordance with its time, but it certainly is not suitable for all times and for every occasion and situation. This distinction belongs only to the Holy Quran, because Allah has given the remedy for all ailments. It has given moral instructions for all faculties. Whichever vices have been mentioned have also been provided with the remedies to remove them. Therefore, continue to recite the Holy Quran, continue to pray, and try to immerse your conduct in accordance with his teaching. So thus, this advice is also for us. We are not only to look towards the other people. We also have to follow the Holy Quran. We need to implement the teachings of the Holy Quran. We need to strive to mold ourselves in accordance with his teachings, so we can cater for our lives in this world and in the next. May Allah the Almighty enable us to make the teachings of this great book a part and parcel of our lives, that we can attain the pleasure of Allah. And that may this Ramadan give us greater knowledge and spiritual insight of the Holy Quran, and that it grants us nearness to Allah the Almighty.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله